Great mornings begin
with Gift Grub, only on Today FM.
Louis Theroux is out and about again, and he's back in Ireland. So he's discovering all kinds of things in Ireland. Where is he going today? Let's find out, everybody. Here we go.
I'm Louis Theroux, and I'm back in Ireland investigating a sinister, mysterious cult which extracts vast sums of money from the public who seem to get very little back in return. By contrast, members of this cult live lavish lifestyles, extracting gargantuan pensions and perks in the process. This is Inside RTE. RTE is based in a place called Donnybrook, an old English word meaning free-for-all or heated dispute. I initially tried to contact their cult leader, a figure rarely seen and known only as the DG.
Hello, Archie. Una speaking. Can I help you, please?
Una, can I speak to the DG?
Sorry, he's out of the office at the moment in Barbados in an important meeting. Can I help you leave a message?
Right, what about the chair of the board?
He's away in Thailand on a broadcasting conference. Can you leave a message, please?
I was suspicious.
He's not available.
While RTE openly claimed to have no money, many of their leaders were away in luxurious, all-expenses-paid destinations. I decided to visit the cult headquarters myself, a vast compound set behind electronic gates on some of the most expensive real estate in Ireland.
Hello, my name is Louis.
Although security were everywhere, gaining access was surprisingly easy.
Who are you here to see?
Someone called Miriam?
Yeah, go on ahead.
Inside the bowels of the cult building, I'm brought to a floor containing 200 cult members, each of them earning in excess of 100,000 a year. The cult tell me they're involved in broadcasting. I'm curious, what do you do?
Oh, I'm pivoting back to optimising actionable bandwidths for media stakeholders.
Right. And you, sir?
Hyperlocal holistic sponsorship ecosystems across ABC One traffic deliverable thresholds.
Okay. I was confused. None of what they told me seemed to have anything to do with broadcasting. And why were so many of them called Noel? I was then brought to an inner sanctum to meet the contact I'd been given, a woman called Miriam.
Hi, Louis. Oh, it's lovely to meet you.
Immediately, I was drowned with compliments.
Love your show, and your glasses are lovely.
She was beginning to overwhelm me with charisma and charm.
Amazing.
So I tried to ask her questions.
So you get money from the government, the taxpayer and advertising. Where does it all the money go?
Oh, well, I can explain. It's complicated.
She was quite helpful, but then I asked her what I thought was an innocent question. And what's the difference between a producer and a presenter?
Okay, shut this down. Lara, Brandon, over here.
The atmosphere changed immediately. Miriam had become defensive and detached.
Okay, let's go.
And suddenly three men surrounded me with cameras.
Rolling.
The tables had been turned.
Tonight in Primetime Investigates, RTE under attack from far-right podcasters who...
What? I made my excuses and left and began to wander around the compound. Soon I arrived at a strange and sinister place called Carrickstown. Cult members referred to it as Fair City. However, it didn't show up on Google Maps.
Action!
And though there were buildings, behind the facade of the buildings, nothing. Just empty. Rubble. The only thing real there was a Lidl.
Oh, yeah.
So why were the Germans involved? I had been told that many RTE cult members stay for life, but some escape. I visited a man called Joe.
Good afternoon to you, Louis. Love the show. Get into the car, get in.
Okay. Joe was now operating out of a taxi. He told me RTE had been worried that he was forming a cult of his own.
They're savage.
That they would do anything for money.
They were jealous.
And that the last straw was when they tried to reverse the charges to callers of Liveline.
That was the last straw.
Another man called Ray.
How are you?
Told me horrific stories about how he was forced to talk to puppets for years.
Zig and zag.
And even faced the humiliation of once introducing a fake Jack Nicholson onto his show.
I told him it wouldn't work.
Back in the RTE canteen, cult members gathered on a Friday evening in the hope of being picked to appear by a man called Patrick for a ritual they called the Late Late Show. I chatted to cult members Marty and Francis, who were hopeful of appearing that night.
Oh, that'd be great.
The atmosphere was vibrant when suddenly, around 6 p.m, the room went silent and all around stopped and stared at the ceiling. It seemed to have a hypnotic effect on the cult, and I hurried out as fast as I could to get away from this strange place. But trapped as I was behind electronic gates, I couldn't.
Come here, Louis.
Oh, God.
I'm Brendan O'Connor. Do you fancy joining the panel on Sunday? How's your mental health?
Great mornings begin
with Gift Grub, only on Today FM.